Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to the best radio station inside of my house in Bellamy, Texas. The Love Lift Me Up Show, featuring gospel artists, psalmists, authors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the new Love Lift Me Up Show with Dr. Love. Welcome,
welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Up Show, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host today, Afrida Love, and today we have a very special segment on the legs and also a wall Christian introduction. But first, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this moment. We thank you for this hour. We thank you for this minute. We thank you for the second, Lord. We thank you for blessing us to wake up this morning. We thank you for blessing us to start us on our way, Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, we're asking you, Heavenly Father, would you continue to be a part of our lives? Would you continue to be that puzzle piece that never moves from our lives, Heavenly Father? We're asking you, would you bless the ministry of the Love Lift Jesus Up Show in a special way. We're asking you, would you bless each person who comes on the show, bless their ministry, their family, and bless everything that they touch to prosper, Heavenly Father. We're asking you, Heavenly Father, would you continue to crown my head from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. We're asking you, would you continue to have and bless the word to go forth where it will be acceptable in your sight, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And today, of course, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I would like to let you know what we're going to do today. And we are going to, first of all, look at or review components of our legs, because we know that sometimes in life people have to get their leg or legs amputated, and we want to prevent that from happening, not only through prayer, but through great practices. So therefore, we will go over some things concerning food and exercise, of course, and concerning taking care of your temple, taking care of yourselves, because the leg is what leads us into our destiny, amen, spiritually, but it's also those components that we need in order to move around, and God has blessed us with those, and we want to keep them as long as we can. In addition to that, I will give you an introduction on AWOL Christians, which is also a component in the book that I'm actually writing, Perfecting Your Walk. With this AWOL Christian philosophy, I want to just touch base with you on what it is. And after I write this particular book, then the AWOL Christian book will become a book of its own. But this guide or this manual that I am constructing through the help of the Lord Jesus is a guide which touch only the surface, but we're going to get into the water and swim, if you will, with this other guide, the second guide and the third guide and so on. So I want to thank you, first of all, for even joining this call, and I want to just continue to uplift you in prayer and your family and ask that you do the same for me as well. Okay, so let's talk about the amputation of the leg, but we're not going to focus, I was praying about this, we're not going to focus on leg amputation. We're going to focus on things that causes problems with our legs, and we're going to find a solution. So I want to bring your attention, ladies and gentlemen, to blood circulation. I want to touch bases with you. Blood circulation is the main cause of dysfunctions in our legs. Matter of fact, poor blood circulation is the cause of people passing out, hemorrhages, things of that nature. Blood circulation is very vital and important. So instead of us focusing on leg amputation, we're going to focus on the root cause, which is poor blood circulation. One of the things that we want to make sure of in order to prevent poor blood circulation is to make sure that we get our blood sugar levels checked. And a lot of people say, well, I'm not a diabetic. That is wonderful. But you still need to make sure that you are monitoring. We still need to make sure we're monitoring our blood sugar levels. You can go to the doctor and get that checked. And, you know, when you get a physical, we need to make sure that we're monitoring that. We also need to make sure that we're eating correctly. We want to make sure that we're getting our fruits, our fats, 15% of fat, ladies and gentlemen, per day, oils, nuts, eggs, proteins, and cheese. And we want to go over some different things that you can eat in order to help your blood flow regularly. Because I'm going to tell you, it's like this. It's kind of like if you eat a lot of fat builds up around your heart, right? And I know we're talking about the legs, but when you put in all of this, all of these fats, and when you don't monitor and take care of your circulation, your blood circulation, it gets clogged. And I remember a couple of weeks ago I told you it's kind of like the water hose. When it's wrapped around something or when it's kinks in the water hose, the water is not able to come out consistently. And so, therefore, you have to kind of straighten it out for the water to come out. That's the same thing with the blood circulation. So we have to make sure that there is no blood clots so that our legs are getting the adequate supply or the amount of blood, because it comes from our legs all the way up to our heart. We want to make sure that's good blood. We want to make sure it's not clotted. So, therefore, we need to make sure that we are monitoring that with our diet, and we're going to go into that in just a few minutes. Also, I'm a big promoter of exercise, and exercising is very essential. Physical activity works in the same manner as insulin does, believe it or not. And I want to put a pin here because if you are a diabetic, I want you to know that physical activity is great. You don't have to go out, like I said, and run miles and miles and miles, but you need to at least try to be active. You can swim. You can walk. This all helps to it aid in the movement of your glucose into the cells from the bloodstream. It helps move that blood along. And like I said, physical activity is parallel to taking your insulin shots and things of that nature. So you want to consider that. You want to consider being active. And being active means you got to get your heart rate up. You have to do something at least 15 to 30 minutes a day, walking, jogging, swimming, cycling, what's your pleasure. You are in charge of that, and you have to make sure that you're exercising. Two great exercises actually that will help aid this is swimming and bicycling. Those two are very relaxing. You're not pounding your knees on those two. And it's really good, swimming and bicycling. In the study that I performed, they also promote ways to relieve pain through medications. But we want to make sure that we're also balancing this through exercise, through eating right, through monitoring our blood sugar levels. Okay? Make sure that we're taking care of our feet. Make sure that we wash our feet, you know, every night. Make sure that we massage our feet. Make sure that we move our feet, you know. Once again, faith without works is dead. So we want to make sure that we're doing that. Even if you have pain in your feet, which we sometimes do, make sure that you add table salt to warm water and soak your feet in it for about 30 minutes. This helps soothe your pain. Make sure, in order to improve the blood circulation, make sure that we're getting massaged. You know, you can go and get your feet, you know, massaged or what have you, 10 to 15 minutes a day. That really helps. Try not to walk around barefoot, you know, because it makes you more vulnerable to pain while walking. And you need to keep your feet elevated. You need to make sure that you're wearing the correct tennis shoes. Many people, they run, and they say, I can run in any type of shoes. There's a certain type of shoe you're supposed to work out in. There's a certain type of shoe you're supposed to wear in order to help relieve some of this pain. So make sure that you're cognizant of that. One other thing is smoking. Believe it or not, smoking is the source for nerve damage. Smoking, the nicotine in cigarettes constrict blood vessels, which means it draws them up, making the blood clot, basically. And some people have blood clots for various reasons. But if you're a smoker, be very cautious, because this is what causes blood clots, the nicotine, which is found in cigarettes. So make sure for that. Okay, so you kind of have a basis as far as the source, you know, which is blood clot. Blood clots, you know, that's a source for, or that's a cause of individuals having their legs removed. You know, that's a cause of it. You also know that your diet is very essential. You also know that exercise is very essential. Exercise is very essential as far as helping to reduce, you know, different diseases and things in our bodies. So let's look at some of the foods that we should eat. And we're going to also talk about ways in order to continue to have our blood circulate in a correct manner. So let's talk about the health. First of all, when we look at health, we want to make sure that we're eating a healthy breakfast. It's always important. Granola bars, as I said before, is excellent. You can add strawberries, blueberries, bananas, waffles to waffles and the pancakes and the cereal. You can have toast, whole grain bread with a thin layer of peanut butter and sliced bananas. I remember in the military I lived off of peanut butter and cheese. That's what I ate every single day, peanut butter and cheese. It's really good for you. It provides a lot of protein if you don't want meat. All right. Add vegetables like bell peppers, broccoli, spinach, mushrooms, or tomatoes to an egg, a white or egg white omelet. So you can add those different vegetables to that. You can incorporate canned, dried, and frozen fruits and vegetables into your breakfast menu. You want to look for fruit without a lot of added sugar or syrups. Now, let me tell you this. I used to, every day, go to the store and buy pineapples, right? I would buy the pineapples in the can, which contained a lot of sugar, you know. It's a lot of sugar. So now I get the fresh pineapples, you know, and that doesn't contain a lot of sugar in it. Cut back on sugary drinks, low-fat milk or 100% fruit juice. I cannot drink orange juice because of the acid that is contained in orange juice. I cannot. I cannot drink strawberry juice, you know. But if fruit juice is good for you, 100% is good for you. Some people just can't handle it because of the acid, and I'm one of those individuals. When you're eating, make sure we keep an eye on portion size. When we go out to different restaurants, let's make sure that, you know, they always say, and I don't, when you go out, to make sure that if you get a steak, make sure that it's the size of your hand. Do not get a bigger steak than that. So that means you only get one steak when you go out to a buffet, right? So make sure that we're keeping an eye on portion sizes. When you're at home, when we're at home, use smaller plates and bowls at home. Do not starve yourselves, you know. If you're hungry, eat. But be aware of what you eat and when you eat it. Don't force kids to clean their plates if they're full, you know. If they're full and you know they're full, let it be. Measure out standard serving sizes. Don't add extra things. You know, if you happen to be a hamburger eater, you know, that's your prerogative. But make sure that you eat the portion given. You know, some people like triple meat and double meat and all that. Just make sure that you're being healthy, because it really affects the body. It affects what happens to the body once we get older and all this stuff starts catching up. When our metabolism slows down, when all this stuff starts happening, then we're like, oh, my goodness, what is going on? So we want to make sure that we have those best practices now and not wait until we get, you know, mature in age. Okay, also, let's look at how to increase or how to improve blood circulation. And the first thing is just to get up and move. It's not hard to increase your blood circulation. You know, exercise and physical activities are two of the easiest and best ways to do it. You know, if you work at a desk, then get up 5 or 10 minutes and stretch, move around, take a short walk on your lunch hour, take the stairs instead of the elevator. I mean, it's simple things. If you park right by the school, try to park away from the school. If you go to the store, try to park a little bit further away so that you have to walk. It's just the simple things in life that we have to do in order to monitor and to maintain our health. Regular exercise, at least 30 minutes, three times a week is recommended, because this helps increase our stamina and blood flow, and we want to make sure that the blood is flowing correctly, the blood is getting to where it needs to get, because a lot of people, sometimes when individuals go in the hospital, they have to receive blood because they don't have enough blood. So we want to make sure that our blood is flowing like it's supposed to flow. You can add some spice to your life. So in doing that, you can have citrus fruits such as vitamin C. Vitamin C really helps to keep your blood flowing, and it keeps the plaque from building up in your arteries. And this is very important, vitamin C. You want to make sure that you're getting those fruits and vitamin C. You're getting vitamin C each day. Vitamin C is very important, ladies and gentlemen, to preventing blood clots and things of that nature. It helps your blood flow. Vitamin C, you need it. Nuts and seeds contain high amounts of vitamin E. I mean, it's easy. We can go to the store and get nuts and seeds and eat those. Vitamin E helps to prevent blood clots and strengthens your blood vessels, such as eggs, olives, and orange meats are high in vitamin E. Let me say that again, because I love eggs. I can eat eggs for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Eggs, olives, and orange meats are high in vitamin E. Okay? Tomatoes are also excellent. It helps prevent the free radicals, and it is present in many red-colored foods. So you want to make sure that you're getting your tomatoes, your watermelons, your grapefruits. You want to make sure you're getting all of those, because it really helps your blood flow evenly. Okay? It really does. Also, garlic prevents plaque buildup in your arteries. Garlic does, okay? It prevents that. Ginger improves your blood circulation. And you can look up all these different things. They're research-based. I research these particular things, and you can look them up for yourself. You can replay the tape, and you can go back and mark what you need to look up, because it's true. Also, exercising, yoga, breathing exercises, this increases your lung capacity and increase the oxygen in your system, okay? And when you're breathing correctly, your blood's flowing, then you're healthy, all right? So make sure that in looking at all of these components, and this was just a basis, because I want you to begin to think about your health in relation to blood clots, in relation to taking care of your body. It's very essential that you know the basics, because if you know the basics, then you can build from the basics, and then you can have a healthier life. And that's the whole purpose of this ministry. The ministry is to get you thinking, you know, give you a heads up, give you the basics, and then you take it from there, because you know your body better than I do. And so you have to take care of your body according to what your body needs. If you're already exercising, then you might want to do something else. You want to make sure that you're eating healthy. You know, you want to make sure that you're not drinking a lot of soda. So it's really up to you. I'm just giving you a basic foundation. All right? So now we're making a left. We're taking a left here. Okay. Now, on last night, we're going into the ministry now for a second. On last night, I spoke about AWOL Christians, and AWOL Christians is actually a section in the new guide that God has given me, Perfecting Your Walk, and it will also be a guide by itself later, okay? But I want to give you a brief synopsis about what this is about, and in looking at this, the AWOL, and we didn't read our scripture, but I'm reading it now, is Matthew 22:14. Many were called, but few are chosen. And as we all know, MIA, missing in action, or AWOL, means that you don't have the authorized leave. God has called us to do a particular job, and we refuse to show up for it. And when it's time for harvest, then we reap what we've sown, which is absolutely nothing because we didn't show up in the first place. So God is looking for individuals to bless who are faithful to the cause. Everyone on this earth has a calling on his or her life. The problem is that only a few people are saying yes to God, I'm talking about. And we expect God to jump over hurdles and hoops when we get in need. We expect God to come to our rescue, boom, like that, when we haven't been faithful unto him. And a lot of people say, well, God tells us that we shouldn't do evil for evil. That's not evil for evil. It's being faithful unto God. God has asked us to do something. It's called obedience. We are to be obedient to God. If God tells us that we need to spread the word of God, that we need to be in ministry, then we need to be in ministry. You know, a lot of us are still waiting until our change comes. There is a particular, I don't want to get into this too much, but there is a particular way that you wait until your change comes, and that's when you have prayed for something and you're waiting on God for an answer. But when God gives you a command or give us a command, we ought to move immediately. We're not waiting on a change to come, because if God said it, then that settles it. So when we look at AWOL Christians, these Christians refuse to show up to duty. They come to church. They may come to church every Sunday, but their heart is far from the church. There is a calling, there is a need right now, and I don't want to get into it too much because it's going to become a sermon, but there is a call right now for individuals to come to the church with spirit-filled hearts and not just come to the church because it's a formality or because grandma used to bring me or because mom and daddy used to bring me or because whoever used to bring you to church. There has to be a wanting to come to church. We shouldn't just come to church for different programs or different things. We should come to church faithfully because God wants us to be obedient. But the whole point of the AWOL Christian is that we fail. We neglect to do what God has asked us to do. And many people say, I've been running from the Lord. No, you haven't been running from the Lord. The Lord is just waiting on you to come. You've been running into walls and things like that because you're not in the will. We are not in the will of God. And so AWOL Christians, I'm going to get very deep with AWOL Christians, and we're going to focus on the heart. We're going to focus on our duties as Christians. We're going to focus on what to do when you are called and what to do when you're not sure about the duties, and that's to have faith in God, because if God calls you to it, then he has the resources to provide you so that you to provide to you so that you can be successful. So that's basically what AWOL means as far as Christianity is concerned. Missing in action means we don't know where you are. You didn't show up. You know, we're looking for you. You're on the church roster. You've been on the church roster for 10 years. And we still don't know who you are because you haven't shown up to church. And we're not saying that every person who comes to church is going to be saved. That's why I said we're going to look at the heart, analyze the heart. And we're going to analyze the heart not by judging, saying when so-and-so come to church, you do this, you do that. But we're going to ask ourselves, it's a question to yourself, a question to Alfreda, a question to Sally, a question to all these people. What do you do? Because God is not going to, I'm not responsible for your heart, and you're not responsible for my heart, okay? We are responsible for our own hearts because that is something that we control, all right? But we are asked to pray one for another. But at the end of the day, the Lord is looking individually at our hearts, and we're responsible for whatever is in our heart. Okay, so we're looking at all of that as far as AWOL Christianity. We're not just going to focus on the things that those Christians or the habits or behaviors that are found in those Christians, but we're looking at the heart. We're looking at the dedication. We're looking at when the storm of life rages, where do they run to? Where is their refuge? And those are the people who say there is no God. Those are the people who don't believe in God, and I'm not going to call any names. Those are the people who don't believe in God because they refuse to listen to God for whatever reason, okay? So that's the thing about AWOL Christianity. I'm really excited about the independence of that book,
in another couple of months after this guide is formed. I'm really excited about that because it's going to be in-depth and it's going to be a lot of information to help us analyze ourselves, and that's what it is. That's what Christianity and growth is all about, analyzing who we are. We're sharing out, but at the same time we're analyzing the person who we look at every day in the mirror, okay? I want to thank each one of you. First of all, I want to thank God, but I want to thank each one of you for listening. I want to thank you for the emails. I want to thank you for just blessing the ministry by listening. That means a lot, a lot, a lot. Please be sure to tell your family and friends to tap on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. I would love to connect with them as well. I would love for them to listen to all of my shows. I have a lot of upcoming gospel interviews, radio hosts. I'm looking forward to the Stellars meeting some of those individuals. And I just have a lot of things going on here as far as what we're going to be bringing to the radio and on air and as far as the ministry. Second thing, the Fashion Line, the Fashion Line, the Fashion Line is here. Fashionsbylove.com is here. Be sure you check out the website. This week we are actually updating the website. I need to change some information on the website, so please be sure to look at that. Gospel artists, artists, publicists, promoters, actors, actresses, any positive coaches, any positive community leader, please, 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 you can Facebook at Free to Love at A-L-F-R-E-D-A-L-O-V-E or F-R-E-D-A-L-O-V-E, or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. Be sure to do that. I would love to connect with you. I would also love to have you on the broadcast. On tomorrow, we are going to have a very special guest, Holy Hip Hop artist. Actually, it's I believe on Thursday, but I will let you know tonight when I come back home. I'll let you know who that artist will be. I already have it on my calendar, but I believe it's the Holy Hip Hop artist. And then we have more to come this week, so please be sure to tune in to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. Please be sure to continue to check the Facebook page. The ministry is open on blogtalkradio.com/freetolove, so be sure to tell your family and friends once again to be sure to tap on to that. I greatly appreciate it. Once again, if someone asks you what that smile is all about, you tell them that love lifted you up because God is love. Make sure that you have 10 people on your list that you're praying for, and make sure that all of those individuals are not your family members or your friends. Make sure there's someone that you just happen to see passing by and you want to pray for them, because the prayers of the righteous avail as much. So make sure and be sure to pray for yourself as well, because we all need encouragement and we all can stand prayer. Be sure to do that. So once again, I'm going to say this again. If someone asks you what their smile is all about, you tell them that love lifted you up because God is love. Until next time, take care of yourselves and each other. Goodbye, everybody.